Praise Him. Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
I'm coming up here, y'all, because it doesn't seem like everybody's awake yet. So we'll make sure that we're close enough to keep everybody awake and alive. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 54, please. God's word, as was just said, I mean, the integrity of his word is flawless.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can trust in his word. We can count on his word. We can stand on his word.
Yes.
Yes. But in order to do that, we must know his word. We must we must correctly interpret. We must correctly discern what his word means. What the words on the page mean when we read through it. And we want to be careful as we read through the word that we don't just grab a verse here or a verse over there and try to make the word say something that it doesn't actually say. And some people might get a little upset or fussy about that, but if you just take fragments of a verse or one verse out of context, you could make this word say just about anything.
Yeah.
There's enough words in here, we understand, to give you grounds to find a phrase, you know, that makes it say just about anything. And so we want to be very careful when we look at this word that we're not just picking and choosing what we like and spitting out all the rest of it because it's not something we like. For example, there's a lot in the word about provision and blessing, right? That the Lord makes rich and he adds no sorrow to it, right?
Amen.
Things like that. But you can't just take those verses and not look at verses in James or different places where it talks about beware you who are rich in this world. You know, or you can't put your trust in mammon or in money, right? Different verses like that. You have to have the balance of the word. And this has nothing to do with Isaiah 54 right now, but just encouraging us to remember that this word as a whole has integrity. And so as we read verses, there's been times where I've read a verse and thought, huh, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And, you know, that's okay. But when you come up to those spots, when you come up to those verses or those passages, that's when we start talking to the Holy Spirit and saying, Lord, can you reveal to me? Why? Because the word tells us in John that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, he's one that's going to lead us and guide us into all truth.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
So the Spirit of God will help us learn the Word of God.
Yes.
And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Amen.
And we come to church to hear from the Word and to learn the Word. And that's right. God's actually ordained for us to hear the spoken, the preached Word and receive
Amen.
From Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
I could be preaching on marriage and you could get answers on your finances. I mean, it's amazing how that happens.
Yes.
God's ordained that. But we can also get answers in our own personal time with the Lord, reading his word. And we even when we don't understand, we need to ask, what does that mean? And you may get an answer right away. You might not get an answer right away. There's been times where I've been reading after something and thought, gee, I wonder what that really means. I said, Holy Spirit, I'm going to need your help on that. And the next time I was in a conference sitting under the man of God that we were connected to,
wow.
the answer came.
Wow. Amen.
From his mouth.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, that was pretty amazing. But that's how God will answer. We say it this way, God will deliver your mail through your men and women of God sometimes.
Yep.
And so we don't ever just want to look at the words of Scripture and try and make it say something that it doesn't actually say.
Right.
But so often in context, what we can do if we don't understand a verse or a couple of verses, back up. Read the whole chapter. If it still doesn't make a whole lot of sense, if it's a smaller book, read the whole book. Start to take a step back and look at the bigger picture, and it will help you to understand the context and the framework in which this verse is coming and what it actually means. And that being said, verses can take on greater meaning as we go. And I guess I'm saying all this to say that these verses we're about to read have blossomed in my life. They've taken on more and more meaning to me as I've read through them and studied them. And I know we've looked at these for a couple weeks now, but we're going to look at them again. Praise God. Isaiah 54, verse 1 says this, "Sing, O barren one who did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more, will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord.
Wow.
Enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back.
Yes, yes.
Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left. Your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities." My goodness. And of course, in these verses, you can back up to the chapter before and keep going through the next several chapters. Isaiah there is just tremendous in the revelation and the amount of information you can get from these verses. But so much of it is symbolic. It's foreshadowing what Jesus is going to accomplish for us and what he's going to do for us. But here in these two and a half, three verses here, it's talking about what we need to be doing in order to enlarge and stretch out.
Wow.
Or we could say it this way, in order to increase.
Yes.
The way God intends for his people to increase.
Mm-hmm.
We've been saying that in 2024, we're increasing more and more. Because the Lord gave that to us and we're putting that in our mouth.
Yes.
But how many know increase is always God's plan?
Yeah.
There's really not a time where increase is not part of his plan. But we'll say this, increase looks different than what the world might consider increase. Meaning when we're following God's plan, when we're walking out his steps, as we were saying last week, those of you who were here last week, remember we basically just told stories about how sometimes these things are a little bit more incremental or a little slower than we might like them to be.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Following God's plan for increase can look different, and that's why you can't increase in God without knowing how to follow the Spirit of God, without knowing how to follow his plan, his purpose, his prompting, his leading. And so these things go hand in hand. And then as we step out into that which the Spirit is leading us to do, prompting us to go for, praise God, saying, go do this, we need to understand that there's something we need to do on our side.
Sure.
Yes, it's God that causes the increase as we follow his plan. But we have a part to play. And most people wouldn't say that our part is found here in Isaiah, but I certainly am going to preach that this morning. Our part is found right here in verse 1 saying, sing, O barren. Why? Because When God commands increase, when God starts directing you to go a certain direction, to step out and do expand in a certain area, yes, this can mean a financial type of thing, because that, you know, most of the time when we think increase, we think in a prosperity type of financial situation. But not just that. Increase for God is supposed to be in every area, right? Yeah. What about an increase in our bodily health, yes, right? Yes. If there's been something that's been nagging you, oh, bless the Lord, I'm going to preach to myself for a minute. If there's a certain joint or a certain pain that's been just stubborn in leaving, well, what about an increase in God's health in every part of our body, yeah, right? Amen. Not putting up with any lack, yeah, in that area. Yes. So I'm not just talking about financial type of situations, but of course that is a primary way. Mm-hmm. But we can increase in our walk with God. We can increase in our knowledge of God. We can increase in so many areas. Yes. And with God, you'll find this, when you start stepping out and seeking Him and His Word and getting hungry for His things, increase, He will start prompting you about increase in every area.
Yeah.
He's not going to leave areas unattended or untouched. He will reach into every arena or area of your life, if we'll allow Him, if we'll let Him. Because I know people that are firmly saved. You know what I mean by that? I mean, they know that Jesus is their Savior. They know that they've been born again. And if you ask them to share with somebody how to get saved, they could start quoting verses, and they could lead you in a prayer, and they could get you saved, right? Because they've been strongly taught and they strongly believe in their Savior.
Yeah. Amen.
But they don't necessarily believe in other areas of their life being increased,
right,
by God.
Absolutely.
And because they've been taught against that, or they just decided not to believe it, they don't have it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that might be shocking revelation to some of us, but you know, if you're going to close the door on what the Word of God says about a certain thing, you can't increase in that area. So that means so much of the increase of God in our lives is going to only come to fruition if we are thinking correctly. If we are understanding the Word of God correctly, if we are willing to hear the Spirit of God when He says, step out and do this, step out and go here. And I say all that because, well, before we go any further here, let's look in Romans chapter 12, just to remind us. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 is what we're going to look at. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Yes.
That by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Part of our job as believers for the whole time we live here on earth, at least. And I have to think that our mind will be continued to be renewed even once we get to heaven. Because the Word says that He's going to reveal to us more about Himself for ages to come. So I think our mind will continually start, as we would say, be blown.
Yeah.
with his goodness and his ability. But at least down here on earth, where we are right now, so that's what we're going to talk about, down here on earth, we have to make sure that our mind is transformed, that it's renewed with the Word of God so that we can discern the will of God.
Yeah.
Okay? Our mind must be renewed with the Word of God so we can discern the will of God. And you might say, well, the Holy Spirit's just going to prompt me and lead me, and I don't need to know the Word. The Holy Spirit's going to reveal to you what the Word says. Right? Right? He may give you some specifics, but we need to know and understand this. Like I said, if you don't believe that prosperity is written in this Word, if the Spirit prompted you to step out and start a business, you're going to say, well, no, I don't think that's part of what God has for me. Right? We have to know and understand and renew our mind to what the Word of God says so that we can discern what the will of God is for our lives.
Yes. Amen.
We understand that this is just the general will of God. The written Word is a general framework of the will. We understand that the Holy Spirit is going to give us specifics that are important to us as we pray and commune with Him. And that's proper and right, but we still need to know the Word of God. We're honing in on that between Reverend Joel and myself. The Word of God is where our integrity, that is what we stand on. That is our framework, our base, our foundation in which we can move out into the will of God.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And so the Word of God is going to renew our mind. It's going to help us think the way God thinks, to act the way God acts, to talk the way God talks. And so when the Holy Spirit prompts us to step out in a certain direction, we, with the Word of God as our framework, we'll be able to step out on that. Now let's go back to Isaiah 54. So we're looking at these verses to help renew our mind, to think the way God thinks, to talk the way God talks. Because when God deals with us to step out into the next thing, whatever it is, for each and every one of us, praise the Lord. I know Faith Church Colorado, we need a building. That is a big thing for us right now. I say big because in my mind it's big. It's not big for God. God's
not big for God.
So big.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
But what happens is as you start to sense, because how many know, like, if your car died and they told you it could not be resurrected, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to cost more to fix it than it would be to buy a new car. Well, then you have a need then, okay? If that's happened, car's gone, you have a need. So you don't need to pray and fast and see if it's time to buy a car.
Right?
Amen.
As opposed to, I mean, we've had at times where we're driving along in our car and we just kind of sense, you're getting to the season for the next one. It's time for a new one. Well, how many know it's nicer to be in that situation where you can take your time and discern and hear than to have a car just die on you? But either way, God's big enough.
Yes.
God's big enough, right, to get what you need to you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But if your car dies, then, you know, I mean, you can come to the Lord and say, Lord, we need a car and we need it now. Right?
Right.
And He is faithful and just to help lead you and guide you and to get that car to you immediately, right away, right away. And that's a need. Now there's other things, like for us here at Faith Church, we have a place to rent and it's fine and it's appropriate and it's great and I'm thankful for it.
Yes.
But you can start to sense it when you're praying. And when you're going along, you can start to sense in your spirit, this is the season. There's a season of time. Like I said, when we've been driving our regular car and just thankful for it, and you can sense you're in a season for a new, a step up, an upgrade, something new, something out there. So now, when you start to sense that, it's not an immediate need. We don't have to have it tomorrow, right? We sense that it's there, but now what do we do? Now, once you sense that, because if we're increasing more and more, then the first thing that's going to happen is we're going to start to sense from the Holy Spirit increase in this area.
Yes.
Yeah. There's going to be something new for you in this area. And you will start to sense those things as you're praying. Now, forgive me if this is way basic, but a lot of people don't know this. So we're going to stay basic this morning in that there's going to be some times that you'll get a prompting to step out. That there's something new coming, that there's another level for you in a certain area.
Yeah.
Now, if you're still driving your car and you sense it's a new car, you don't have to go that day and trade in your vehicle to get a new car.
Right.
And that's where some people will miss it.
Come on.
Well, God told me it's time for a new car. Yeah, it's the season. Right? It's a season.
Yes. Amen.
Just in the natural, how many seasons do we have in a year?
Four.
Technically, four. Depending on where you're from. Some people think they just have winter and then a little bit of break in the middle. But yeah, technically you have four seasons. So a season can be a period of time. With God, those seasons can be really short or really long. And that's why we started talking about the renewal of our mind so that we can discern what is the will of God. As we read the word, as we fellowship with the Spirit, we can start to discern, okay, I sense I'm in this season. Do I just push the door down? Or do I hang back and just thank God for the new and for the increase? Do I put verse 1 of 54 in my mouth? Sing, O barren, you who have not borne, or however it is said, did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. There's going to be a season of time where you sense God has more for you, but you don't see it yet in the natural, and you don't necessarily know where your foot is supposed to step to. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Where you're supposed to branch out to, which, for if it's a vehicle, which vehicle is it, right?
Yeah.
You know, where do we land? I don't have my new vehicle with me. Praise the Lord, it's been in the shop for a really long time. But when we sensed that it was time to do that, we did not immediately go out and do it. I mean, we looked for quite some time. We, you know, we'd once in a while, just we'd be prompted, go test drive this, go look at that. We looked at many different things. Why? Because we knew that was the general season. It was the next step. But then there came a day where we realized, oh, it's now, this is the make and model, and go ahead and get that moving. How did we know that? Well, we were doing this verse the whole time while we were sensing things. Well, you know, it doesn't look like we have a new car. It doesn't look like we have money for a new car. It doesn't look like we have, you know, anything we need for this new car. It doesn't even look like what we want is out there yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And yet, we get to go along singing. Oh, thank you, Lord, for a new vehicle. Thank you that it's the season. Thank you that you have it for us. Thank you that you've put it in front of us. Thank you for the increase in this area. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're singing. We're giving thanks. We're giving praise. This is our part.
Yeah.
And I know we've been on this for a couple weeks now, but we're renewing our mind.
Yes.
We're renewing our mind. Yes. Because if we are going to increase the way God wants us to increase, and you better watch out, guys, because when you talk to Him about increase, it's way bigger typically than what we might think. And so there's times where you might you know, be singing and going along thanking God for the increase, and He'll say, okay, now it's time to enlarge.
Yeah.
Step out. Take the next step. Do this.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I'd like to end the sermon right now by saying, and everything comes happily together, and you live happily ever after. just like the princess and Prince Charming, and that's the end. But there's more to the sermon. There's more to life, right? Because when you step out and get the new thing, right?
Yes. Yep.
And it winds up in the shop for several months. Or, you know, when it looks like what happens is people make that step when they decide this is the season, it's right. And they get to the new place. They get to the next step. They get to the new phase. They get to a new job, whatever it is. And they get there. And there's opposition there.
Yes.
Why? Because the enemy is never going to greet you with pom-poms and say, go, go, do the will of God. Go, child of God, do it. The enemy is going to be there to try to oppose, to try to get you to step back and say, well, maybe that wasn't God.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe that was, we've all said it, right? Maybe it was just me. Maybe it was just me, which is why we are talking about how we have to renew our mind, transform our thinking before we make the step, so that we know this is God, that this is the time, that this is the place.
Yeah.
Because don't just think you're going to step into it and everything's going to be hunky-dory.
Right.
Yeah. If it is, great, good for you. Write a book. Right? For us, that has not been the case most of the time.
Yeah.
Maybe for some little things, it just, you know, something's added to us, it's a blessing, and here we go. But for any major step that we've made, we've met opposition.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either in the acquiring of the whatever it was.
Yes.
Or after the deal was done.
Yeah. Yes.
We've bought houses before and then had all of our income stop right after we signed up for a mortgage. I'm talking about good times, guys. Fun times, right?
Yeah.
We've had some very interesting things happen. But because we had taken the time to hear from God and know this is the increase he has for us, this is the step for us to take, because we had renewed our mind to the word of God, that he's faithful and just, that if we'll sing, that more will be our children than those in the world who have things the natural way.
Amen.
That we'll have more increase in our lives because we're doing things God's way.
God's
the
way.
Faith way.
Yes.
Stepping out when it doesn't look like it can work, and giving praise and glory to God because he
Amen.
Can make it work.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen.
And when we step out and realize, even when opposition comes, we can start laughing because this wasn't our idea.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Moving to Castle Rock was not our idea.
Not
Starting
our
idea. Faith Church was not our idea. You know, we could go down the list of things that were not our idea, because we've spent years finding out his will, his idea, his plan, his way.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. And renewing our mind with the word of God, so that when we make the step, we realize God's got us. God's got our back. He's
That's
gone
right.
before us.
Yes.
He told us to stretch out. He told us to lengthen our strength. He told us to do this thing. And therefore, it must succeed if we will keep our mouth aligned with what God has told us to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because like I said, we've watched it time and time and time and time and time and time again. That people will say, God's calling me to do this. And they'll step out and they'll get there and think, oh, I don't have a job in this thing. It's not like what I thought. It's not, oh, no one's sending me presents and welcoming me to my new position. They think, oh God, maybe this was just me. Maybe this was my idea. Maybe I was the one that thought about moving across the country. I don't know that too many people that do think that, but they get there and they look around and nothing looks like what they
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is why before you make the step, you need to change how you think.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Because if we start to think, oh, everything's just going to be lovely and perfect and so smooth when we get there, that's not really life. Even in the world, that's not how real life works, right? So we need to renew our thinking with the word before we make a step, before we step out. And we need to make sure that we know that we know that we know this is his path for us to increase. And then we know this is the time and season to yes. step into it.
Yes.
Yeah. And when Amen. We do that, glory you. To God, when we do that, mm-hmm. even when opposition comes, you can walk through it. You can get to the other side of it. You can get to the point where you don't even realize there's a lot of opposition there.
Yeah.
You just don't pay attention anymore to that type of thing. It doesn't move you. It doesn't sway you. It doesn't back you up out of the plan of God. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we've learned to sing when most people wouldn't sing. We learn to praise when most people wouldn't praise. We learn to trust in the integrity of his written word and his promptings to us. We learn to trust that he's faithful in everything he says and does. And that if he told us to step out, then bless the Lord, all the money has to be there. That's anything, right. All the supply has That's to come, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And so I'm not saying these things to be a downer, thinking, oh, well, bless the Lord. Every time we step out, it's going to look like, you know, all hell broke loose. But hell will try to come out, right,
yes.
to meet you.
Yes, yes.
It will try to, he will try to oppose. He will try to object. I mean, Paul told us that he asked for prayer from the church that he was writing to, and he said, a mighty and effectual door has opened for me.
Yes.
And there are many adversaries. What's he saying? I need your prayer because I see a wide open door to preach the gospel, which is what his life's work was. He was called to preach the gospel, yes. right? And he sees this mighty open, this increase, if you will, this open door, this obvious path that he is supposed to take. And the thing he mentions that he sees first are the adversaries. Many adversaries at the door. So when we talk about increase, woo, we get excited. Yay, increase, we're so excited. But this isn't just on God's part. God prompts us, God leads us, and God's the one that causes the increase to come. But it's our job to renew our mind, to sing when it looks like things are never going to change, when it looks like things are going to always be barren, when it looks like we'll never get past 10 people, when it looks like, you know, when it looks the worst, we've got to sing the most.
Yes. Right. Amen. Amen.
And when you start to sense in your heart, it's time to step into this. There's increase in this area.
Yes.
I promise you, you're not the only one that's paying attention to that. Because as soon as you start saying, I'm sensing this, the enemy's right there to say, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Look at this. Look at that. Feel this. Touch that. Look at that checkbook. Look at that bank account. Look at that. There's no way you could ever do that. And he starts talking major. He starts talking loud and he starts talking fierce. And that's why Isaiah tells us when it looks barren, you've got to start to put something in your mouth. And that's it right. better be louder than what the enemy is saying.
Right. Yes.
It better be louder than the thoughts that are coming to your mind. And how do we do that? Sometimes you can't out-talk him, but you can sure shout over him. You sure can praise over him. You sure can sing louder.
Yes.
Then his thoughts are coming.
That's right.
Sing, O barren. Sing, O barren. Sing. Cry aloud.
Yes.
Give praise. Thank God that he is so good. His word is so true. And that if he said it, he'll do it.
That's right.
Amen.
It takes some tenacity, some boldness, some firmness to increase with God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody can increase in the natural. You can go out and get three jobs instead of one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can work yourself until you have no physical health left. But you've increased your bank account to a degree, right? Mm-hmm. Until you spend it all on doctors because you wore yourself out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if we want to increase God's way, we have That's to right. do it God's way.
That's yes. right.
That means there's this co-laboring, there's this working together, there's this spending time in the Word, there's spending time with His Spirit, sensing, is this just the season for this next step, or is it the time, right?
Yeah. Right.
Is it the time? Amen. And once it is the moment, that time where we're supposed to do it now, well, then get ready. Praise God. Get ready for the adversaries to show up. Get ready for the opposition to try and talk you out of it. Get ready for things to say, this isn't going to happen.
Wow.
Now, I know I've been going a little bit, but let's just praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
There might be a day where I get to the actual scriptures I was going to get to. But for right now, we're still in Isaiah. So that's all right. They're good verses. Sing, O barren, you who did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord. Verse 2, enlarge the place of your tent. Now, we've already said this comes at God's direction, the Spirit's direction, when He tells us to enlarge. Right? Praise the Lord. Hope you all are having fun. Glory to God. There was a time when we had a house in Parker, Colorado. It was a fine house. It was a nice house. Nothing wrong with the house. Except God had dealt with us about the house we now have in Castle Rock. He had dealt with us that was the next step, the increase He had for us. Mm-hmm. He was very specific in the Spirit. He showed us that particular house.
Wow.
Matter of fact, when my husband was praying one night, he was just praying in other tongues, and then he started praying out the name of our street, which the street name, most of you know, is Tierra Alta. It's not normal.
Not Maple or Elm.
Not Maple, Elm, Oak Street, Tierra Alta. So, I mean, we knew that street. We had seen a house a year or so before on that street, which I really liked, so I talked about that. So he knew the name of the street as soon as he started praying it out. And that's a long story in itself, but God dealt with us about a specific house, the one we're in, that was the house He had for us. Through a period of time, He dealt with us, that was the house. And many of you know the story. We're not going to get into the whole story. But the night before we were supposed to sign for that house, buy that house, we started to realize, oh, this is a big step.
Yeah.
It's going to take all our money plus the money that we don't see where it's coming from. Because it doesn't look like there's anything out there right now. Right. It was a way bigger house than we needed. It was a way bigger. It was bigger in every area, right? Mm-hmm. Which, you know, that's God. God will lead you to step out into things that you can't do in the natural.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Right.
But so we're laying there in bed the night before we're supposed to go buy this thing. And my husband looks at me and says, you know, I like this house, meaning the one we were sleeping in at the moment. And I said, I do too. And he said, we could just stay here and not make that big step. I said, yeah, we could. And he said, I don't know what you said. Maybe we'll do that. Something like that. So maybe we'll do that. Instead of signing on the dotted line. But you're people of faith. Yeah. Yeah. And so that's why we're talking about this today, because these thoughts are going to come to everybody before we take a step.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And my husband, when he tells this story, he talks about how when he woke up the next morning, this is the only time this has ever happened to him so far. He woke up the next morning
prophesying
to himself out from his mouth, saying, buy this house, it will be a blessing to you. Buy this house, I have a plan for it. Things like that. It was just coming out from his spirit. He was encouraging himself. The Spirit of God was encouraging him through his spirit that this was the right step. But you won't have that if you're not in the Word and following the Spirit throughout the whole transaction.
Amen.
So that when things try to talk you out of God's plan for your life, the next step of increase He has for you, there's going to be opposition. Naturally, spiritually, there's going to be opposition that comes. We need to know the Word. We need to know the Spirit enough to know, do this. It's going to be, it's God's plan. God's got this. God's going to bring the increase. God's going to make the step. It never looks like everything's going to be there when you make the first step. Not with God. And so that's why before we make the step, we got to make sure it's the right time, it's the right thing, that it's actually God. And when we step out in that, knowing that, nothing can sway you. Praise God.
Wow.
Praise God.
Wow.
Yeah. And
things
have to fall in place.
Yes.
You understand me? They have to come to pass.
Yes.
They have to work. Because this is God's increase. This is God ordained.
Yes.
We didn't come up with it on our own. We didn't decide it on our own. But God led us, and therefore God will give the increase.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I hope that's helped us this morning. Why don't we stand to our feet?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You know, as we minister these things, we do so as we're led by the Spirit of God, but it's to help all of us to know how to navigate some of these things as we go.
Amen.
We all can learn on the fly. Right? But I've watched too many people back out of the plan of God for their life because they didn't know these things ahead of time.
Wow.
Yeah. Amen.
So praise God, you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And you may know all these things, but this fortifies us and helps us.
Amen.
Did you have something?
No.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the Spirit of God that leads us and guides us. Thank you for the Word of God that helps us and directs us. Thank you that by your Word we can transform and renew our mind to think the way you think, to walk the way you walk. Thank you for the leading of the Spirit to prompt us and to help us to know what your leading is for us personally, where to step out, when to step out, how to step out. Thank you, Father, that 2024 is a year of increase, that we're increasing more and more. And so we're looking to you for your specific direction, for your timing, for your plan. Thank you for Faith Church. Thank you for all the increase you have for this place. Thank you, Father, for the buildings and lands. Thank you for all that you have for us. Thank you for the money that comes. Thank you for all that we need being supplied. Thank you for all the equipment. Thank you for all the chairs. Thank you for all that's needed. That it comes and it comes easily and quickly. We're grateful for it. We're thankful for your leading, your prompting, your steps.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.